mind relax and kind of invoke an infant that can just give the body and mind just an environment of respect and gratitude and appreciation. And let your mind and body just relax in that atmosphere. And you can bring in that inner friend. Then your home environment is peaceful. Shortly after Ramana's death, Swamiji visited the ashram, Ramana's ashram, and asked one of his disciples who was sitting in satsang teaching. He asked him, what can I do to gain the shanti? Just that inner peace. And the sadhu, who doesn't usually talk very much, said, don't do anything. And it's there. Natural state is shanti. And the state of the self is shanti. The nature of your being is shanti. And the nature of the mind, when it's not perturbed, is shanti. The shanti of yourself is always there, present to the mind. And the shanti of the mind is there when it's not doing anything, when it's relaxed. By not doing anything means it's not worked up. It just simply is functioning. As an instrument that allows you to think and to see and to hear and to feel. And that mind is your best friend. You can even take your mind for a walk during the day, like I can take Tibby for a walk. You can take your mind for a walk, just to be with it. knowledge. Is the inner friend to the mass, to the mind and to the emotions. And the friend to the buddhi is the atma, is the self. And so really, it is the self that's the friend to the emotions and to all of the little ones inside. But the buddhi speaks for the soul. It puts voice to the wholeness of your being. Bathes your experiences with care and with knowledge, the natural care of knowledge. Just notice your own presence, how you are. Just the natural, your natural being. Personal me experience, the experience of me, what makes you you. Is that very personal me, and that is Ishwara, that is Brahman. So when you say, I am Brahman, it's that personal me that is most dear to you, that is you, that is Brahman.